Hello, my name is Reverend Seth Nelson, and I am the pastor of Faith Lutheran Church in Ronan, Montana. Join in weekly to hear the good news of God's love proclaimed over your life. You can follow us on Podbean and iTunes. God bless you this day.
It's Ephesians 5, verses 8 through 14. For once you were darkness, but now in the Lord you are light. Live as children of light. For the fruit of the light is found in all that is good and right and true. Try to find out what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is shameful even to mention what such people do secretly. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible. For everything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, "Sleeper, awake, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." Here ends our lesson. Sort of an interesting text for this week about exposing and things becoming apparent and brought to light. Mind went a couple immediate places on that one. I'll admit, first was finger pointing of, we should have done things better. But then the finger pointing kind of turned for me. And just saw how much of the exposure that I'm feeling this week is my own and our own. How this moment we're living through kind of is showing how vulnerable we really are in ways that can be quite challenging. At least for me. It's really weird to just... I've been watching a lot of TV. I'll own that. and I like to watch TV. I just don't have to own that. I could just tell you that. But it has been unique that I really haven't enjoyed this time of rest. It's been very anxious and full of unknowns and what's going on here, and how do we deal with this? And is it as bad in small town Montana here? Do we need to worry the same as though we were in more cosmopolitan areas? And all sorts of new questions are coming up for me. And so that's where the text really connected for me, is the vulnerabilities that we feel. And we can kind of get complacent when things are in good times and peace and everything is going right. And forget that we are still just very human and very very subject to the human condition. And that human condition can have a lot of strong consequences to it, as we know so well. And I've been taking solace, at least today, was thinking about the history of the church and how many plagues and viruses and outbreaks we've been through as a Christian church across time. Probably not this church so far. This church was founded 20 years after the Spanish flu outbreak in this country, which seems to be the last one of this level of shutting everything down within our shores. But we look back further. There were a couple of things in the first and second and third century church that made Christianity really take hold amongst the Roman Empire. It was officially an illegal religion, but the Roman system was very pluralistic, actually, and there were every gods from every country, and they were cool with that. They didn't want to change your religion. The reason Christianity was illegal, though, was it was illegal to start new religions, and Christianity was seen as a new religion. So one thing that made the faith kind of catch on and people really admire those early believers was and see that there's something different about this, that when they were persecuted, they wouldn't give it up. This was like totally foreign to Roman mindset of, they put Christians to death and they would confess their faith unto their death. It's the ultimate witness, right, as martyrs. And for the Romans, they're just like, just pick another god, guys. This is way easier. So the conviction of their faith was unique. Another thing that was significant to the church growth is the Roman culture had this practice of exposure. So if you, it's really crazy. I don't know how ever this was cool in their mindset, but if you didn't want your child, you could just leave it on a hillside to either die or be picked up by a shepherd or somebody else. So you would expose your child to death. And as I hope we're all on the same page about, the early church cringed at this practice and started orphanages. They found in ancient buildings, actually, ancient orphanages had like delivery systems, like a turntable where you could anonymously leave your baby on the wheel and like turn it into the orphanage and stuff. So the fact that Christians were caring for the vulnerable children caught on. People saw that and they recognized that generosity. As well as another huge thing is how generous they were with the poor. In the time of Roman nobility, they were very heavy-handed, and the nobles thought they were to be poor was a sign of vice, right? If you were well-made, then the gods would have made you rich, but you weren't, so they didn't care if you were poor. But the Christians paid attention to their neighbors, and they served the poor, especially those who were most vulnerable. And the final thing that I've been taking courage from, especially I was thinking about this on my run today, is that in times of plague, which happened often in cities like Rome and other cities throughout the empire, the Roman nobility would flee like that. At the first sign of any sickness or with any outbreak, they would run to their country estates and leave everybody to fend for themselves in the city. Christians refused to do that. Christians stayed with the sick and they cared for their neighbors. They started hospitals. They provided for those who were unwell. And that testimony and witness shone through most significantly in times of major illness and plague. Another kind of blessing in disguise with this, I studied and have read a lot of Martin Luther's works and theology. But I'm ashamed to say that I never knew that he had to deal with outbreak of the Black Death or Black Plague, bubonic plague, in his home city of Wittenberg. In 1527, there was a major scare, and people in that city were obviously dying, right? The Black Death was very fatal, and within about the course of about a week, you could die from it. Now, Luther was of such a Reformation celebrity that all his friends and supporters were like, you got to get out of town. If you die from this, everything we've worked for dies with you, right? We cannot have you felled by this disease. And he penned a letter. It's kind of a long letter, I guess, but and I was reading through it today, and in it, the letter is entitled "Whether Christians Should Flee in Times of Plague." I think is how he said it. He makes the case that we are to work to make sure, above all, that our neighbors are taken care of. We aren't to judge those who feel compelled to take more extreme measures and to leave the city and stuff like that. But he, as a pastor and theologian and leader of the church, felt that he could not leave his neighbors behind. As a powerful witness that, and a primary concern for him was to make sure that everyone was cared for, no matter what. And he said that we need to listen to physicians, but and it is okay for some to leave, but that we need to ensure, no matter what, that everybody who is sick is not left to fend for themselves, but has somebody to support them. And that Black Death came and it went. All those plagues in Rome, they came and they went. The real outbreak of the bubonic plague in the 1300s came and it went. There's real cost to all of this, but there's also comes an end, comes an end to the diseases and the things we face in this life. And the ultimate end, the ultimate light on all of this, on all of our anxiety and fear, is that through it all we are loved. We are loved by God who loves us ever with an everlasting love that will not fail, that is not subject to disease or decay or anything taking it away. And that love will keep us secure in this life and the next. For that we are grateful this week, as much as any week. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
I hope that you've enjoyed this week's sermon podcast. If you would like to hear more, read my blog, or get a copy of my book called The Church Unknown, go to www.revsethnelson.com. If you feel called to support our ministry, I invite you to go to our church's website at flcronan.org and click on the Offerings tab. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord look upon you with favor.